Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, frolics on the air around the world, all over. If you don't like it, you know what to do with it. All right, we got Dinigan coming up with the dinner, Jimmy Dinner Dinigan, with the helium. Oh, boy, what a riot that was. Jimmy with the helium. Louie will be here later. We got Lauren Hardy probably with a skit. And for all you dancers out there, we got a honeymooner skit with the dancers. All right, around the world, we got the disabled friendly philosopher. I don't know where my engineer is. Where's the music? I want my music or I don't make an appearance. Well, you have a contract. I don't care about a contract. I don't go by contract. I go by appearance. Get the word out, see? Very important that we get the word out about what's going on with the disabled. I tell you, folks, this is your disabled friendly philosopher. And the show goes on no matter what. Yeah. Now, have you noticed lately, more than usual, lately, how these doctors don't know what to do? You know, they told you put on a mask and the gloves and all that. How many people put on the mask and got sick anyway? The mask is not going to stop you from getting sick. Maybe something in the mask might stop you or help you out, you know, like a substance boost the immune system. I tell you, these doctors are out of their mind. Fella goes to the doctor, see, and he says, Doc, I got a pain over here. Oh, wait, I got a pill for that. And he comes back next week and says, Doc, the pill is making me nauseous. Oh, I got another pill for that. Then he comes back the week later. He says, Doc, the pill you gave me for the nauseous, I can't go to the bathroom. Oh, well, I got some good stuff for that. Here you are. So now the guy's taking 3-4 things. Next week he comes back and says, what in the hell do you think you're doing? The freaks out. Please, you're going to scare my other patients. Scare them? You mean they're alive? So now this guy's taking all this stuff, see? And look at all the money the doctor makes just on one guy. You know, all the visits, then the medicine, you know. Now here along comes the stupid virus, you know. I mean, now just think about it, folks. They say that this virus, Karahaka, whatever they call it, is very similar to the common cold. So that means that all these doctors are going backwards. They can't even take care of the common cold. You know, a kid that goes to grammar school in the 10th grade can do better than them. You know, the little things that the teachers teach you over there, you know. Drink plenty of liquids, tea, good tea with honey and all that, and get plenty of rest, and you'll be all right. These big shot doctors go to school for 25 years, and they're still stupid. Yeah, you see, because the school teaches them the wrong thing. This is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Stay away from the doctors, and even worse, stay away from those hospitals. Oh, did you hear what they did? Some guy come out of retirement who invented the respirator. Yeah, did you hear about that guy? I don't know his name. Now, he came out of retirement. Why did he go into retirement? I'll tell you why. Because people started kicking off. Yeah. And he made the respirator. How many people went on that respirator and never came off? I tell you, folks, we need holistic healing. That's the message from the disabled friendly philosopher. Give me the whole thing, the holistic healing of the body, the mind, the soul, and the presence of beauty. And this is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise, holistic. There it is. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. All right, inner sight, and thank you for that, for those words of wisdom, philosopher. You know, we know that you study all these things intricately, and that you have a third sense. Yeah, you can smell it all over the studio. All right, inner sight. As the great Pat Cooper once told me, stop laughing at your own jokes. But I think it's funny. I can't help it. Inner sight around the world with the frolics. And we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up with the helium balloon. Louie will be here later. I don't know what he's up to, but maybe we can get him to sing a Spanish tarantella. What's a Spanish? What's the difference between a Spanish tarantella and an Italian tarantella? Well, the answer to that is simple. With the Spanish tarantella, you eat rice. The Italian tarantella, you eat spaghetti. I don't know. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Little bear. I had my first Akita with he was 115 pounds. Big boy. One of his paws looked like the paw of a bear. Tremendous. And one day we were in the laundromat, see? And I'll never forget this. And the machines are blasting and people are yelling, you know, making a lot of noise, and all of a sudden, and I couldn't find a machine. You know, they're all full and all that. So I said, Mountain, I said, hop a machine. That means get close to a machine, you know, dog language, training stuff. So Mountain gets up, you know, he was lying down. He gets up, I grab the harness, and he's walking. All of a sudden, he goes, like that. I can't do it the way he did it. Well, do you know that the whole laundromat cleared out from back to front? And I was able to find the machine. I don't know how he did it. But people freaked out, and they came back in slowly and cautiously and grabbed their laundry and ran. They didn't notice him, I guess, but when he made that noise, forget it, man. That noise is abominable. Abominable. All right. Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Call that number and ask for Joanne Diamond and leave a message. And you'll find out more about the Akita. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them. Take care of them. Protect them. And, yeah, you know, I'm happy that Trump is trying to protect people. Somebody has to protect us. This crazy world and these maniacs running around trying to hurt people and all that, especially the children. Man. That's bad, you know. So did you hear what Parochi said? Something about that federal troops are like stormtroopers. Well, I hope if she gets caught in the storm, she's got her umbrella. That's all I got to say. All right. Inner Sight, you know, well, Parochi's always after Trump. She's always criticizing. I wonder if she ever said anything good about him. Anybody out there, if we get an engineer, 213-816-1650, if you know anything good that Nancy Pelosi said about, what? I pronounced it wrong? Oh, I thought it was it's Pelosi. Pelosi's?
Pelosi.
I don't know. I'll call her Pelosi. It's easier. She don't care. She's one of the richest women in the world. Wait, think she's poor? She's rich, man. Hey, Nancy, darling. How about a donation for Inner Sight, huh? I mean, you know, this is all in fun. We really love you, you know? All right. All right. A nice donation would be. Suzanne needs 15 grand to go to this doctor. I mean, you know, if you could see your way clear, call Inner Sight at 631-224-3090. All the beautiful children, little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie Campbell, take, you know, some of those, to mention some of them who have passed on. And a lot of those kids were abused, with the exception of Ollie, who was angelic and his parents angelic. And what time he had, they gave him a good life. All right, Inner Sight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Yeah. Around the world. Nobody stopped on Long Island. 484-3085. 631. I'll give you that number again. Dog food, cat food, medical, little animal food, you know, chipmunks and all that. I heard the chipmunks are overrunning the earth. The cute little things. Well, I don't think they could hurt anybody. Do chipmunks hurt people? Anybody know? No. They make cool little noises. All right. 631-484-3085. Gary's number for the food and the medical for animals. Around the world, Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Don't burn a house. And call Mr. Kennedy. You need any good advice about real estate? 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. So check them out. And Inner Sight reminds you around the world. All right, what else we got? TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, Good Mojo Printers. Check them out, some of our friends. Yeah. And this is the Inner Sight Frolics. I don't know where our engineer is with the, you know, the phones. So if you're trying to call in, we apologize. You'll have to bear with us until we can get the phones going. By the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. You can call in, you can listen. And if we get our engineer, all right, 96,000 plus, 96,417, I think, was the last count of listeners. And they listen at all different times. That means Inner Sight gets a lot of exposure. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. Yeah, so anybody out there ever do the Mamba? Oh, we got a good Mamba skit, see. And no music. Where's the music? Give me some honeymoon music. You got to make your own music around here. Will you cut that out? Sounds like somebody lost their mind. Boy, am I tired. Today was the most miserable day of my life. Well, what happened, Ralph? What happened? What happened? What didn't happen? Driving the bus up and down Madison Avenue, the weather, couldn't decide whether it wanted to be hot or cold or snow or rain. So you know what happened, Alice? You know what happened? What? It did everything at once.
Everything at once? Well, I had a wonderful day. Look. Look at all the people here.
What's going on here?
Carlos is teaching us to do the mamba.
Oh, Carlos teaching you to do the mamba, huh? Carlos is teaching everybody get out. I'm dying over here with the bus. I got the busitis. Busitis. And you're here doing the mumble. Where's my dinner?
I'll get it for you in a minute. Here it is.
What's that?
Tuna fish. We're having tuna salad.
Tuna fish? Why can't I have a hot meal? What am I, a cat or something? I got to eat tuna fish? I know why. I know why I can't have a hot meal. Because you're doing a mumble all day, wiggling around, doing this and that and this, shaking all over. Believe me, Alice, you wouldn't want to have bursitis. It's horrible.
Well, where do you go to get help?
I don't know. I don't think there's a bursitis doctor in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's terrible, Ralph. What are we going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, Ralphie boy, will you be quiet? Can't you see I got a headache? When you come in here, can't you just very quietly say hello, Ralph? Hello, Ralph. Duh. Alice doing a mamba all day. That's why I don't have a hot meal to eat. I got to eat tuna fish like a cat. Yeah. I know what you're going through. The same thing upstairs with Trixie there. She said she was down here taking mamba lessons. Yeah. And we have to suffer for it. Well, why didn't you straighten Trixie out? Well, I would have, Ralph, but she was standing too close to the pots and pans. Yeah. Rawr. Well, your mamba days are over. You want to wiggle? Wiggle over to the stove and get my dinner.
Da.
Well, oh, look who's here. The big troublemaker, Carlos. When I left, I forgot my machine, the record player, you know. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, pal. You've got some nerve parading around here with those fancy manners and clothes and everything and getting our wives here to do the mamba while we're out slaving. I mean, look at my hand. Look at my friend's hands and compare it to yours. You dance all day. Wait, Ralph. That's not fair, Ralph. My hands are in water all day. Oh, shut up. Water. Well, that's it, pal. No more of this mamba, or you'll get yours. All right, in a sight. The engineer is dead. I hope not. What was that thing? The witch is dead. The witch is dead. The witch is dead. The wicked witch is dead. I'm surprised they let that go into a show with children. You know, I think they had a controversy over that. Somebody wanted to get rid of that song in The Wizard of Oz. Do you know that? Yeah. That's right. I don't know. Who wrote that song? Wasn't Judy Garland in that years ago? Yeah, well, did you know that when she sang, they had to put up a special microphone because the alcohol would dry out all the sound? Did you know that? Yeah, that's a true story. You know? Oh, she was a bad alcoholic. She passed it on to her daughter, Liza Minnelli, yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, boy, we had fun. I hope everybody out there had fun in school. See, I have a whole different outlook of school. I think school should be fun. You know, I think when the kids come into school, see, if I was a teacher, you know what I'd do? I'd say, you come into school, all right, sit down, don't worry about anything, I'm here, you know. All right, what do you want to do today? That's what they should say to them. Kids would learn more that way. What do you want to do?
I want to know about your dog.
Oh, my dog, you see right away, see that? Right away they're going to learn about service dogs, you know what I mean? Children are smart, you know. They're not stupid. They're smarter than you think they are. Anyway, in school, we had a whole class full of blind idiots. I mean people. You know. And one guy, Joe McElroy, all he did all day was... Can you hear that? Can anybody hear that? Joe, stop that. Joe, cut that out. The teacher, every 10 minutes, you know. And Joe would stop for a few minutes and then, I don't know what, there was something wrong with him. Anyway, but Jimmy Dinikin had to be the most annoying kid in the entire school, in the entire Brooklyn school, or maybe even the state, I don't know. But one day, Jimmy comes in, you know, with his usual, he wore a white shirt, black pants, and most people wore that at the school. You know, so he comes in, and he's got something in his mouth, you know. And, you know, most of us can't see, but the teachers.
Jimmy, take that out of your mouth. I didn't need that, Miss Moore. It's very important. What? Let me see that. Jimmy, you're not allowed to have that in the classroom. Well, I need it. My mother gave it to me. She told me to keep it and just use it after school. All right. Well, put it away. So he puts
it away, you know. But you see, Jimmy was the kind of kid. And don't ever tell him no. You can't do it. You know. That turned him on. I swear, he was, you know.
You can't use it in the classroom, she told him, you know.
So what did he do? He's sitting there, you know, 5 minutes later, he pulls his thing out and he goes,
Jimmy, what are you doing?
He's blowing this in the balloon, you know.
Jimmy, find your mom, make mom.
And Janie's,
well, what happened to Jimmy? Something wrong with Jimmy. He don't feel good. I'm feel good. I'm all right. Don't worry about me, Janie. I'm all right.
Jimmy, keep still, Miss Moss. And the more she tells him, the more he's going,
psh, psh, psh. Yeah, you're coming down. It's funnier than that. Jimmy,
and then Janie says, Jimmy, don't you dare sing that song with that balloon.
Oh,
and he's singing this song, and the whole class is freaking out, and you know, most of the kids are blind, and say, "What is that? What is it?" And then somebody said, "It's a balloon." And now Jimmy gets up, and Miss Bond says, "Jimmy, sit down." And he's going, and now Jimmy's passing the balloon around to the whole class.
Everybody? Oh my goodness.
Well, Miss Ma makes an exit, and she goes across the hall. She's got to get the troops, which is Miss Carrie. So she comes in with Carrie, see? Carrie's about 400 pounds, 6'7".
Uh-oh.
She's a big mama. She wanted to get married. She wanted to get married, but she couldn't find somebody big enough. So Carrie comes in and says, "Jimmy, what are you doing? Give me that." And she grabs it. And Jimmy goes, "Oh, no, Miss Carrie, I do nothing, Miss Carrie. I do nothing. I'm a good boy. I do nothing." Jimmy, be quiet, you know. And in the meantime, when Miss Ma was out of the room, all the other kids took a sniff. And now you got all the McElroy going, "Yeah, I like this thing. Good thing." You know, he's banging on the desk. And then Janie says, "What am I going to tell my mother? I'm going to tell my mother I'm not talking funny now." And they're all... Well, it took about an hour and a half to get the class under control.
Oh my God.
By that time, it was time to eat lunch.
An hour and a half.
Woo!
Well, you wasted a lot of class time.
That was funny, man.
And kids love to waste class time.
I never went through anything so funny in my life with that balloon.
Did you do something to take a hit of the balloon?
we can't hear you. Get near the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my problem, and that's why I couldn't connect too well. Sorry about that. It's my telephone. I need a new phone badly. I got computer, but I don't got phone. Not
they
yet.
They did a half-assed job again. Why didn't they bring you a phone, the idiot, to go with the equipment?
I don't know, but he has to look for more things, so. Said he was, but I didn't hear from him.
He ought to look
so.
For his brain. All right, in a sight around the world. Louie will be here later. Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Okay. Here it comes.
Around the world. Helium balloon, Jimmy Dinner. Jimmy Dinner Dinner.
Mommy, where's dinner?
His new name, Jimmy Did It Again. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Well, look at this. And what you reading about, Ollie? I'm reading about how people can't get a job. It's horrible. It's despicable. It's unheard of. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know. But I need you to help me. I've got an idea. Now, there's an ad in here. People can create their own television. Television. That's right. and they need people to put up the aerial outside. It's very healthy work. Well, let me know when you get home. Would you? Never mind. Get over here. I can't do it alone. Well, why not? I need somebody to hold the ladder. Well, who's going to hold the ladder? I'll give you one guess. Oh, no, you don't. I don't hold ladders. I failed the fire department. Fire department. Never mind. Come on. Here's our first assignment. Oh, pardon me, miss. Would you like us to install your aerial? It's only $5. Oh, thank you. Yes, you boys look splendid. But he looks a little undernourished. Oh, don't worry about him. He's very skillful. He used to work for the fire department. Oh, splendid. Get that ladder. Give me that. Give me that rope. What'd you do with the aerial? But I got it in the car. Well, go and get it. Say, Ollie, somebody took the aerial. What? What is the matter with you? Now what are we going to do? Well, I heard you can make an aerial out of a clothes hanger, you know. A clothes hanger? That's right. Well, I haven't got a clothes hanger. Well, I happen to have one in the car. When I hung my suit up, I'll be right back. Clothes hanger. Here it is. Now here, you see, this is what you do. You bend it this way and that way and the other way and this. Now, you got to put that up on the roof. Well, I'll hold the ladder and you start climbing.
No, I'm not climbing up there. I got up there. I can't. I got claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. What kind of an excuse is that? Now get up there. Can you see that attachment?
No, I can't see it. It's too dark up here.
Too dark? What do you mean?
Pass me up that flashlight, will you?
Reach down. Reach up. Reach down. Reach up. You got it? I got it, but I can't get it. You got it, but you can't get it? What kind of a thing is that? Well, some people don't want to get it, but I haven't got it. Will you stop that? All right, now hook this onto it. Let's see. Oh, miss. Take this and plug it into your television.
Oh, thank you.
Now, just stay up there, and I'll tell you when to come down. We have to verify that it works.
Well, why can't we change places?
Change places? What for?
Well, because you're bigger than me, and if something goes wrong, you can hold the building up.
Oh, come down from there. Don't worry, Ollie. I was with the fire department before they fired me, and I was very good at holding ladders. Holding ladders. You said they fired you. Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about it. Get over there. All right. I'm going up. Whoa. Take it easy, Ollie. Remember, you haven't got the stamina that I have. You were never with the fire department. Don't get smart. All right. Tell her to turn on the TV. Miss. Yes. Turn on your favorite TV show. Well, what do you like? Oh, I love that. The Two Nuts, Laurel and Hardy. Oh, yes. Turn on Laurel and Hardy. All right, let's see it. Gee, I told him to join the fire department. He wouldn't listen to me. Inside.
Fell off the
Around
building.
The world, all right.
What'd you do to the poor guy?
You know, they do. That's true, you know. You can use a hanger for an aerial, you know.
I know. I used to when I was a kid.
You don't have to pay for it.
When the TV didn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
You used to bend the hanger a certain way, stick it in the freaking TV where the antenna is, and
yeah.
Used to get everything.
All these cable companies, they don't like wire hangers.
Well, yeah.
All right, in the side, we got Louie coming up. Oh.
Yeah.
We got Gabriel with Joe the Cop. If we have time. Yeah. Is Louie on the line?
Hang on, let me look. Give me a second.
All right, Intersight Television, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Did you hear about that new show on CNBC?
Not yet. He's not on the show. CNBC?
Right.
No.
Yeah, new show hosted by a female host. I don't know who she is, but she interviewed Joe. I'm going to say she interviewed Joe Hyden Biden. You know, and the Fox. I mean, you know, we it's got to be pretty clear that Murdoch is for Trump. He owns Fox. So Fox News made a comment. You know, that why was this woman so easy on Biden? She was afraid to talk to him. You know?
Oh.
So when I heard that, I said, well, why don't you let me interview him? I'll show you how it is. Sit down, Joe.
Well,
be quiet.
Today, I got to give Trump a little bit of credit. He had, the only thing I wish he did was approve more easier payment for alternative care. But he did for medicine. He got it cheaper to kill us off. But that's aside the point. For people like also who are diabetics and stuff like that. But it was all like this medicine thing for medicine. But if he could just do the same for alternative care,
yeah,
that
all
would
this
be nice
stuff
too.
That poisons people.
Well, yeah. I wish he could do
Crazy.
This. So I put on Twitter, since he loves Twitter, to his Twitter address. I said, well, what about, you know, alternative medicine? Why don't you get that approved?
Well, he's not allowed to
do that.
They'll shut him down.
No, you don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
You can't just go into...
believe in alternative care, so that's good.
You got to use certain guidelines and all that to do that. You can't just go and do that.
Well, needless to say, all the drug companies were not happy today.
Yeah,
Because he made all the medicine really cheap.
Anyway.
Which is kind of, I think, this to go with alternative care, and I'll tell you why. Because if you make the medicine all cheap and people just don't really want that anymore, then they'll go for,
no, you make,
you know,
the medicine all cheap, more people are going to die.
I don't know. I don't know why people, why they did that, but they did do that.
Sure, because the side effects, the side effects alone will kill them.
Yeah, right? Look at all the
all
side
right.
effects. Well, I take medicine to take care of the side effects,
right? Yeah, right.
I do. It's all
right, in a sight. around the world, you know, it's like that old, where did we, I think we did it last week, George Burns.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Joe. What are you going to do with all these wise guys who are starting trouble out there? Oh, give them a banana.
Yeah.
Give them a banana. What's that going to do?
Banana.
Well, the bananas calm people down. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if it doesn't work? You know, Joey, it's not a bad idea. The bananas don't work. You can always go in the banana business if you lose the contest. Joe the Banana Man. All right. Inner sight.
Yeah.
What else we got?
All right, so we've got Lovey Drops.
Oh, Louie's on. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get Louie, and then we'll try to get this Gabriel story in.
And also after that, we also have Maureen. She's not in queue, but I know she'll probably want to talk. Anyway,
all right, well,
so first,
well, let's get Louie. This is the Follies. So.
Yeah, this is
Louie.
Louie
the Lip.
Here he comes.
Long Island.
Hey, Louie.
In a sight.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
Hi, Louie.
Hello, this is Louie Rivera on the spot talking.
Hey, Louie, what's a Spanish tarantella?
Oh.
What's it? What Spanish who?
Tarantella.
Tarantella.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, you go.
It's Español de Tarantella.
Oh, what is that? What does that mean?
What is it?
Somewhere in all. That all you mean Redona, somewhere in Arkansas.
Oh.
Oh.
Tarantella in Arkansas. All right.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't a tarantella a dance?
Yeah, this is a tarantella dance.
Yeah, it's
I got reading instructions before I dance to that music, you know. Reading instructions.
Read instructions.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do the instructions say?
My name, Macarena. Come join me. Come with me. I want to get the love of the Ravine. Come join me. I want to bring the love to the Ravine. Anda tu cuerpo, la mira por afuera. Anda tu cuerpo, la mira por afuera. Baila tu cuerpo, la mira, love drops. Hey, love drops. I'm the cuerpo, la lila, la lila, and Louis Rivera, that the giving, that's the love drops. The love drops gave me a kissy, kissy, kissy. Love drops. Well, love drops is very tasty. He wants to give me a spoochy, spoochy, and Moraine,
Hey, that's a good song for Joe Biden to get out of the basement.
Yeah, he might get out of the basement with that.
All right. There you have it, folks. The Spanish tarantella. Yes. So, what are you doing, Louie? What are you doing, Louie?
Yeah.
What are you doing for the summer? You go to the park. What do you do?
Park. Not this weekend.
No.
Oh. So what are you doing this weekend?
I got 2 days on my birthday.
Oh, the birthday. Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday to Louie coming up.
When is your birthday again?
In two days.
Oh, hold on.
What day is it?
2 days.
Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah, 26th of July.
Frank,
Sunday's
you know
your
that
birthday.
Day is too. Yeah.
Yep.
I rather think of it as Louie's birthday than the ADA 30th anniversary. Any day.
Where's the party? Upstairs?
Yeah, exactly.
They gotta give me a gift. They gotta give me love drops.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So
Spanish
tarantella on your birthday.
With the girls.
Yeah, Spanish tarantella, yes.
That's
and,
it.
So where are you going for your birthday? Are you going anywhere special?
What?
Or are you going to his family house?
Wait a minute, you cut him off.
I don't want to go outside the COVID-19.
No,
I don't go out
I'm
there.
Not saying that. I meant going to, like, family and doing, like, a barbecue separated, you know? You're doing that.
Maybe I go to my brother's house, or I'll let him know, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind if she was 19 and her name was Cora. It's all right with me.
COVID-19 you were talking about.
No, you said Corona. He
I'm talking about
Cora.
A girl.
19. Yeah.
All right.
And a gift. I'm going to get an undergarter.
You're going to get what?
Undergarter. Stick it through my thigh, you know?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to wear a wig?
Yeah. Yep.
A wig.
I'm not,
guys,
not Frank.
A wig?
What happened?
So why are you wearing a wig?
I'm disguising
Sue Rossi Ferreira. I'm disguising Sue Venturosity Ferrero.
Oh, ah. So you want to be me. Is that for Halloween or is that now?
I think it's now on my on the birthday.
Birthday.
I'm disguising.
Oh, he's going to be. Okay.
I'm disguised as Suzette. I'll be disguised as Frank Perino.
Now, that would be funny.
All right.
Switching the wig.
Frank Perino gained a lot of weight, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Something like that, you know, wearing a wig. And I'm going to go to... I got to talk to Pat Cooper. He'll come over to my house on my birthday. He'll give me some nice cold drink to drinky, you know.
Yeah, and you were...
Pat Cooper...
You wear a Spanish bandana.
There you go.
Hey, Pat Cooper, get out of that bathroom.
Uh-oh. What's he doing in the bathroom?
He went in the woman's bathroom. No.
Oh, no. Pat, you can't go in the woman's bathroom. That's not allowed.
No,
Pat got locked in the...
Now, wait a minute. Now,
in...
yeah, he had to put his glasses on. He had to give the lady the love drops.
Yeah. He got locked in the woman's bathroom in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
Really? Let me out of here. Can't stand it no more.
Yeah, we didn't have
that's
a fucking in the bathroom. Yeah, right in the bathroom, right in somewhere. I talked to Pat Cooper. I went to the bathroom, and I got the security guard. I'm stuck in the ladies' bathroom.
We'll go to the bathroom.
I can't get out of there.
Oh my, the bathroom suit. Here we go.
Well, what kind of a nut is this? Goes to the bathroom with a raincoat and boots and a helmet. What is he, crazy? Going to get a fix of you. If you don't get a fix of you, I'll fix him.
Yeah, that's right. We'll fix them, okay?
There you go.
The two of you.
maniacs all over the place. All over
that's
the joint
right.
Maniacs.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Hey, Frankie, what do you think? You think you're blind? There's a guy with two dogs just walked into the wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I have to talk to Robert, I'll talk to Robert De Niro in the movie Casino with Joe Pesci.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, Pesci's
yeah.
funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in the movie Casino with Robert De Niro.
Ah.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
I saw it five times.
Five?
What
wow.
was the funny? What was the funny scene in there? You remember the funny scene? Any of them?
Yeah, it was about the money in the casino. You know, Joe Pesci had to go get that money from one of the guys.
Oh. All right.
And Robert De Niro plays Sav Rothstein in that movie. He's got his television show called Ace is High. Sav Rothstein show.
Ace is wild.
Ace
yeah.
is high.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Lou, come on, give us a little song. How about a little song? What do you know? You know, Hello, Dolly. You know that one?
What about If I Had a Dream? Dream.
Oh my, that's Hello, Dolly.
Go ahead, do that one. Do that one. What's
Wait
that called? Dream?
That's the Drunken Sailors, you know.
Drunken oh, yeah,
sailors.
Yeah, yeah.
Bum, 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 ba da da ba da da bum, 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 ba da da ba da da bum, 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 ba da bum, 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 bum. Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You look as well, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still going, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway, but the band sway. One of that
oh
old
my.
Favorite songs way back when. So take a nap, fellas, spider empty laps, fellas. Dolly, don't go away again.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Have a good weekend. I love you.
On the interstate, all right, frolics around the world. How much time we got left?
Hang on. Man.
All right,
hold on,
All right,
Uh-oh.
Oh,
Do you
want to
do the honeymoon?
You
got only 4 minutes?
No, I did that already.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right, here we go.
How much time we got?
We got 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, that's not enough time. Yeah, Joe the cop had to get Gabriel out of the bathroom at the library.
Oh, no.
What the hell is that?
That is my husband's sort of like he's like the
I don't know, but we can't have that on the air. All right.
I know. It's just that he's he has dementia, and he's not. He keeps calling, and I keep muting, and he keeps calling.
Dementia? Who has dementia? What are you talking about?
His I don't know how to describe his uncle has dementia.
Oh, his uncle.
And he keeps calling.
All right.
So.
Joe the cop got called to the library because the librarian couldn't get Gabriel out of the restroom because Gabriel got his foot caught in his raincoat.
No.
Now go figure this out. So Joe says,
Come on,
get out of there. What's the matter? I got to jimmy the door now. Yeah, you're going to make all this trouble. Who's going to pay for the lock? You know? So he gets in there. What are you doing? What kind of an outfit? What the hell are you wearing? What is this? I had to go to the bathroom. What do you got a helmet on for? What are you on, an aircraft carrier or what? No, it's the bathroom. What are you wearing those boots? With toilet. The toilet overflowed. Overflowed toilet. And the boots. Yeah, and I can't get my foot out of the raincoat. It's stuck.
What?
Wait a minute. How come you got your underwear on under the raincoat? Underwear under the raincoat. What are you, crazy? What's the matter with you? You can't walk around like that. You better leave that raincoat on now. All right, come on. Let me see. You got your foot stuck. I'm gonna have to do some surgery here on the raincoat. Now hold still. What are you doing, Joe? What are you doing? Ah! All right. Come on.
60 seconds.
What are we gonna do with you? You better get in the car. I gotta take you home. All right,
no.
In a sight. We'll be with you Monday on the Matter. Glad. Thank you so much. Hope you had some crazy fun. I want to thank Louis Rivera, Suzanne, engineer, co-host, and all the people who listen to us. My buddy Anthony who called me today. Hope you heard the show. All right, Inner Sight.
He did. He was on when I came in, but then he went off for a second.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. That's the phone number here. We got to raise about 15 grand to help Suzanne go to this doctor. Go to the doctor where the government won't pay for it. We'll tell you more about that on Monday. Goodbye, world. In a sigh. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Come on,
everybody.
Gabriel. Get out of that bathroom.